The following is a paid program. KVTA and Gold Coast Broadcasting accept no responsibility for any of the claims made.
I do a little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing.
I'm a patriot. I love this country.
Oh, no!
We're talking about the fun he's having on his show.
You enjoy it. You get a kick out of it.
What's the secret? How does he do it?
Helen, are you ready?
Thank you. Go Dodgers. Go Ducks.
Hey.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Put me in cold. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. I can be center field.
Every day, Coach Ron Tunick talks about the internet, careers, wine, food, and style, real estate, construction, and financial stuff. It's time for Driving Home with a Coach in the Business of Life on AM 1400 KKZZ. Now, here's the coach, Ron Tunick.
Welcome back to KVTA on Memorial Weekend here. We're live. If you want to call, if there's anybody out there, I think we've got, what, two listeners?
Oh, there's got to be many, many
five
more.
Five listeners. 805, here's the number, 805.
Now you're exaggerating.
Oh. Yeah, more than two listeners. Yeah. 805-289-1520. That's where I started on KVTA. Tommy and I started 10 years ago. I was doing coaching at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and I was doing pretty well with it. And then I got this big head, and I thought, well, I need to be on daily radio. And we did that for a few years. And now we're back because I'm traveling. I can't do daily radio anymore. I'm traveling like 2 and 3 days out of every week. I love it. I love doing the workshops. And my workshops are on coaching the brain. If you go to coachthebrain.com, you'll see my website, coachthebrain.com. 805-289-1520 if you want to talk to me about anything. I'll talk to you about anything, politics. But here's what I want to talk about today. I want to try to help you change your life. I coach about five people a month. Sometimes I do it in person. Most of the time it's over the phone because I'm on radio all over the United States. I'm on about 40-plus stations a month. So people from, well, San Diego, I'm coaching a young man in Oakland. I'm coaching another young man in Chicago and another young man back in Atlanta. And the young man in Oakland is 100 pounds overweight, and I'm going to help him get his. I'm going to help him lose the 100 pounds. But one of the things that I talk about, well, first of all, what right? My name is Coach Ron Tunick. Coach Ron Tunick. You can go to CoachRonTunick.com. What right do I have to coach, or what right do I have to give advice? Well, let me try to answer it because I get asked the question. I have no credentials other than being a very successful businessman, a little bit of an education. So what right do I have to be on the radio talking to people about the laws of success? Let me try to answer it this way. I grew up with no father. I grew up with a wonderful mother. She was a wonderful lady, but she had no money, didn't know how to mother, and would drop my brother and I off in foster homes for a year or so and pick us back up. And so I grew up with a lot of issues. I grew up with very low self-esteem. I grew up being a scared little bunny. I grew up not trusting people. One of the things that wasn't very pleasant growing up was when I was with my mother, she would leave me on street corners for an hour or two, and I don't know where she was, and she would pick me up. So I had a lot of issues as a young man growing up. Did not do very well in high school, but I was a very good athlete. So being an athlete held me in there, and that was just pure luck. I mean, being a good baseball and football player, I was born with that talent. What right do I have to give advice? Well, when you reach a point of success like I've reached in my life, I'll tell you a story about a man that changed my life. And the reason I do the show is because I promised this man that I would share my story, and I promised this man that I would give back. And in my late 30s, first of all, I had 100 jobs in my 20s. And in my late 30s, I got into sales. I got into the merchant processing business back in 1978. And I had done pretty well paying the bills. I was able to make enough money to pay a mortgage on a house and drive a nice car and have fairly nice things. But I was not growing. I was not growing as a person. And truthfully, I wasn't growing with my successful peer group. And I talk about it in my book. The book, if you're interested, is The Thinking Room. And it's interesting. I wrote the book actually a couple of years ago, and I really haven't done much with the book. I've just been preoccupied with other things. All of a sudden now the book's taking off. And I'm being interviewed on radio and television about something that I call a thinking disorder, that if you're listening to my voice and you're challenged financially, what I say is you have a thinking disorder. You have a cash flow problem, I get that, but you have a thinking disorder. So I'm going to take the next 45 minutes or so and talk a little bit about your brain and my brain. Your brain is like a garden. And I didn't realize anything about the brain until I had this meeting with this gentleman. His name was Larry Shear, and he owned a bank. And in the when you're in the Visa, MasterCard, when you're in the merchant business, you're really in the merchant banking business. So I did business with his bank, took a liking to me. And he called me up one day, and he said, I want you and your wife to fly to Scottsdale, to Phoenix, meet me at this resort. I can't remember the name of the resort. It was overlooking the stadium. You've been to Phoenix, right?
It's over at Glendale.
Yeah. No, not Glendale. No. This is the stadium that the Arizona State plays at. Oh. So the resort was on top of this little mountain overlooking the stadium. I just can't remember the resort. So he says to me, he says, you and your missus, please meet me at the bar at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon. And we did. And he has this envelope. So he hands the envelope to my wife. And in the envelope was five $100 bills. And he says, honey, he says to my wife, he says, honey, I want you to go shopping. I need your husband for a few hours. He says, come back about 7:30 or 8. And we're in the bar. And he's a 100 millionaire. He owns 9 companies. And he was probably my age now, maybe a little bit older. And I ain't going to tell you my age, but he's a little bit older than me. And he says, Coach, he says, you know, he says, I like you a lot. He says, I know how much you make a year. And he says, I'm shocked that you're not making $1 million a year. You're $1 million a year man. He says, you're an unguided missile. He says, why aren't you doing better? And I'm a young guy, and most of my life I had a chip on my shoulder. Most of my life I'd want to get, if another man said something like that to me, I'd probably get into an argumentative state. And for some reason, first of all, I respected him and trusted him, but for some reason I wasn't in an argument mode of move, and I said to myself, keep your mouth shut, Coach, and just listen to what he has to say. And what he had to say in those 4 hours changed my life forever. And then we had another meeting, which I'll share with you in a minute or two about the next day. So one of the things that he did in that 4 hours was we talked about a lot of things, but we talked about the laws of success. And the next day, Saturday morning, we met again, and he had another envelope, and he gave my wife another five $100 bills, and he told her to go shopping. He said, come back about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we spent 5.5 hours. And we talked about the things that I'm going to talk about today. Those two sessions with him literally changed my life forever. And he made me promise him that if I got to where we needed to go, we set some goals together, that if I accomplished those goals in my life, that he made me promise that I would give back, that I would do exactly what he was doing with me, that I would share with everybody that I came in contact to, that I would share with everybody that wanted to listen the laws of success. I would share with everybody how to use your brain to change your life. Nobody had ever had that conversation with me about the brain. I had no clue how the brain worked. Not the slightest clue. Look, in my book, The Thinking Room, you can go to coachthebrain.com and check it out. But in my book, I talk about what he talked about, and that is, now he didn't say it exactly the same way, so I'm paraphrasing, but there are these two brains, the subconscious brain and the conscious brain, the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. So it's the conscious mind that wants to play hooky. It's the conscious mind that wants to go and have an extra drink. It's the conscious mind that maybe we're driving a little too fast, we're late for an appointment, and we think we're not going to get caught. It's that drunken monkey in all of us in the conscious mind that gets us into trouble. The subconscious mind is the one that does all the heavy lifting. The subconscious mind has all of the data that ever happened to us in our life. And in the 10 hours that I spent with Larry Scheer, he knew exactly how the subconscious mind worked. He knew exactly why I was acting a certain way. He knew exactly why I had not been as successful as I possibly could be. He knew exactly how the laws of success worked. And I promised him I would give back, and this is my way of doing it. So if there's one of you out there, even a half of you out there, that wants to make a change in your life, that isn't happy, not necessarily with the money that you're making, because winning in life isn't necessarily, well, it's not about the money. I talk about money, yes. My son, who I love, is my best friend. You can see a picture of him on the website, am1520coach.com, am1520coach.com. He's a school teacher, and he is as happy as a human being as you'd ever meet. So he's winning in life, and he is doing exactly what he wants to do. So one of the laws of success, not that easy, but I'll share it with you. One of the laws of success is doing exactly what you want to do, finding that sweet spot in your life where work is not work. You can't wait to do whatever you're going to do to pay the bills. That's a gift that you give to yourself. It's not an easy gift. It is not an easy gift. I get that. So in this conversation that Larry had with me that changed my life, we talked about the laws of success. There are universal laws. You can't break them. You know that. The Ten Commandments. There are faith laws. But there's also laws of success. And those laws need to be respected, honored, and trusted. One of the parts of the laws of success has to do with what I call being persistent. It's probably number one for me that one of the things that Larry said to me is you're one of the most persistent people that I've ever met, but you don't know how to use your persistence. You don't know how to use the gift that you gave yourself. And remember, I was in the mood of listening, so I didn't want to challenge him. But what he said was that, Coach, you have to learn to be patient. He said, Coach, you have to learn to allow the universe to work in your favor. That being patient is part of the laws of being successful. That you have to wait. That you have to put yourself in a position. He said to me at that meeting, he said that you are chasing success. He said, I see it. I see it in the meetings. I see it in our phone conferences. I see it in person. He says, you can't chase success. He said, success will find you when you're ready. And obviously, I wasn't ready. He said, success will find you when you're ready. He said, money will find you when you're ready. But you're not doing the things that require that success that you cherish. And he said, you're not doing the things to accumulate wealth. So in those 10 hours, he shared with me the laws of success. He shared with me the things that I needed to understand. And we'll talk about those things right now. So he said to me, Coach, do you know what's holding you back? And I said, no, I don't, Larry. He said, something's holding you back. Do you have no idea what it is? I said, no, I really don't. He said, can we discuss some things that might be holding you back? I said, absolutely. Let's put them on the table. So he took out a paper. He took out a legal pad. Back in those years, we didn't have any internet. Everything was done on a legal pad. He had brought a legal pad and paper for me. It's interesting that I didn't know what we were going to talk about, but I did not have a legal pad or a pen with me. But he did. He had it for me. And so what he said to me is something that to this day I think about almost every day. Here's what he said. Here is if there's one magical secret to the laws of success, and I don't like to use the word secret because, I don't know if there's any secrets. But he said to me that, Coach, you need to think about what I'm going to say right now, and you need to write it down. And here's what he asked me to write down. He says, you become what you think you are. You will become who you think you are. He says, who do you think you are? And I explained to him, I said, well, I'm a pretty damn good father. I don't know what kind of husband I am. You have to ask Ellen that, but I says, I'm a pretty damn good father. He says, no. He says, we're talking about your business career right now. He says, we're talking about money right now. We're talking about success right now. We're talking about winning right now. He says, who do you think you are? And I shared with him. He says, who do you want to be? And I shared that with him too. And he said, well, how are you going to get there? Can you explain to me exactly in detail how you're going to get to where you want to be? And I didn't know what to say to him. I was so taken back by his questions, I didn't know what to say to him. And I said to him, Larry, I said, I'm a hard worker. He says, I don't know what else to say. He says, Coach, I know you're a hard worker. He said, we're not discussing. He said, look, here's what he said to me. He said, If success and winning in life and making money was about working hard, he said, don't you think every dishwasher ever ran across would be the most successful person you ever met? He says, it's not about how hard you work. He said, although you have to have and improve your work ethic, because I was one of these people, and you haven't met me, but I'm tall, I'm handsome. I was one of these people that I could work 4 hours a day and do what everybody else could that were working 8, 9, 10 hours a day. But I was breaking one of the laws of success, that I wasn't giving back to the universe. Like he said, when you're ready, success will arrive. When you're ready, the money will arrive. So I was cutting corners. I didn't think I was cutting corners, but I was. One of the things that changed my life, besides listening to him and him challenging me and setting goals, was I went. One of the things he said to me is, Coach, you're a hard worker, but I challenge you your work ethic. He says, your work ethic is not exactly what it needs to be. He says, if you worked 8 or 9 hours a day and followed the laws of success, you could change your life. And we'll talk about it here as we go along. I went home, we flew home that Sunday, and what changed my life is I worked every single day for a year, every single day. I didn't cut any more corners. I worked sometimes 10, 11, 12, 15 hours a day. And a year later, my life financially changed dramatically because, as he said in our discussion, the universe recognized that I was ready for success. The universe recognized that I was ready to be financially okay. So your brain, and we talked about that, your brain is like a garden, he told me. He says, your brain is exactly like a garden. He says, you're not fertilizing your garden. He says, do you know how a garden works? I said, I think so. I said, don't you plant a seed? He said, exactly. He said, what kind of seeds are you planting in your garden? Can you explain to me in detail what kind of seeds you're planting? Are you planting fruit? Are you planting vegetables? Are you planting weeds? He said, Coach, do you read? And I kind of sheeplessly looked down. I said, no. I said, there was one book, Larry, that I read when I was in my late 20s. It's called Think and Grow Rich. I said, I still read that book. He said, okay. He said, that's one of the books that I would recommend you continue to read. In fact, he says, when you get home, do you know where the book is? I said, yes. He says, I want you to go to that book and start reading it again. And the book, Think and Grow Rich, is not about what you think it is. It's about the richness in the mind. And that's where we start the discussion. Was my mind and my brain, was I mindful of my own life? And the answer at that time was no. Was I paying attention? Was I planting the right seeds in my garden, in my brain garden? And the answer was maybe. Sometimes I was. But not all the seeds that I planted were the right kinds of seeds. I didn't expose myself exactly to the information. I didn't seek the information. I didn't acquire the information. I didn't discover the information like I should have and like I did as I grew. Look, if you know me, you know I'm no scholar. But I can do scholarly acts now. And that was part of that discussion, that I had to discover, I had to research, that I was one of these people that did very little research, that I was so, I don't want to say confident, but I thought I knew a lot of stuff. You know, it turns out I didn't know very much about anything. And that if I, he said to me, Coach, he and it kind of hurt my feelings at the time. He said, you have to be a man of substance. He says, you look good on the outside. But he said, I'm concerned about what's on the inside of your brain. He said, are you using both sides of your brain? And how do you answer a question like that? I'm a creative guy, so obviously I was using the left side of my brain. What was I using the right side of my brain? No, absolutely not. And it's the right side of your brain that does all the heavy lifting. It's the right side of the brain that has to be woken up. It's the right side of the brain that sends intelligent information to the subconscious mind. Let me go back to the subconscious mind. Remember I said there's two brains? Look, I grew up poor. I had no reference points about money. I had no reference points about success. Yes, I was a good athlete, but I wasn't hanging around successful CEOs. I wasn't exposed to successful people. I would look at pictures in magazines of people living in nice homes and driving nice cars, and I wanted that, but I didn't know how to get it. I just thought if you worked your butt off, things would happen magically. And as I've learned in life, no, it doesn't work that way. That successful people, part of the laws of success is understanding how the brain works. Part of the laws of success is understanding that you have to make a plan, that you have to have a goal. So if what Larry said is true, that we become what we think about, if we become what we think about, and if we don't plant the right seeds in our garden, if we're not thinking the right thoughts, what chance do you have of winning in life? What chance do you have of being successful? What chance do you have of being financially successful? You know, if you take 125-year-old men and women, 125-year-old men and women, what do you think happens when they get to age 65? How many of them statistically are financially independent? How many do you think out of 100? The answer is 1. 4 out of 100 will be financially okay. About 54 out of 100 will be counting on the government, and the rest will be in financially disrepair. Isn't that sad? What's happened to these 25-year-olds? Look, you're 25 years old, and you have all this eagerness to be great in life. Do you think 25-year-olds start off in their lives by saying, look, I hope at the end of my life I'm in financial ruins? I don't think any 25-year-old says that. But what happens along the way that we can't find a way to be financially successful? What happens along the way that we can't find a way to have a winning life? What happens? I think what happens is that we don't find help. Men are worse at it than women. I think women are better at helping each other. Women are much better at nurturing each other. Women are much better at reaching out to their girlfriends. But man, us guys, we're just independent cusses. We just won't ask for help. And it's help that we really need. And I got lucky. I got lucky with my high school coaches, Hal Lambert and Ray O'Connor. I got lucky with my first boss, Dick Mayo. And boy, did I get lucky with Larry Scheer, who saw something in me that I probably couldn't see in myself, that saw something in me that allowed him to reach out to me and talk about winning in life, talk about the laws of success. You're listening to the coach here at the bottom of the hour on KVTA 1520. If you want to call in, 805-289-1520. We can talk. 805, area code, 289-1520. Tommy and I are here in the studio here on Memorial Day. It's the bottom of the hour. And I just want to take just a few seconds out to say, look, it's Memorial Day weekend. I know you have the flag out. Thank you. Keep the flag out. And encourage your neighbors to buy a flag if they don't have one. I think one of the great things about America is this red, white, and blue flag. It represents, as I've been saying for years, everything great about this country. And it's a great way to connect. Look, I'm a little bit of a conservative, but I have liberal friends, and we fly our flag. And we argue and disagree, but that flag, boy, look, this is where people get misunderstood. People on the left love this country, too. 805-289-1520 if you want to talk to me. 805-289-1520. If you're struggling, maybe I can answer a question. If you need some help, just go, and you can find me on am1520coach.com. You can find me on am1520coach.com, am1520. And leave me a message. I promise I will return it. Or you can go to coachthebrain.com and find me, coachthebrain.com. I'm going to be doing a coaching session. My time during the week is very short. I do five or six coaching sessions a month now. And I'm trying to everything I can to make a difference in this world. And I think sharing my story with people, the only way you can change your life, really change your life, is through the repetition of good ideas. And planting, as I said, if your brain is a garden, then you've got to plant new seeds. If your brain is a filing cabinet, which I talk about in my book, if your brain's a filing cabinet, and your files were corrupt like my files were corrupt, then you need to get those files out of there. If you have corrupt files about money or business or winning, you got to get those files out of there because nothing's going to change. The only way that you can change your life is by changing literally what you do every day. That's why I'm doing this conference call starting on June the 2nd. I'll give you the number if you want to write it down, 218 area code 339-7777. So at noon every day starting on June 2nd, I'm going to reach out to anybody in the country. at 218 area code 339-7777. Then there's the code, and the code is 749-1313-POUND, 749-1313-POUND. So think about this. You'll either listen to my voice, or on the first hour we had Jeb Blount from salesgravy.com. Another friend of mine, Tom Searcy, wrote an incredible book about whale hunting, how to go after whales in business are considered big accounts or big businesses that are doing well. That's how I changed my life in business. I took down a whale many, many years ago, and that changed my life financially. So learning how to take a big account down is a specialty. So Tom Searcy will clearly be on the line with us on that call. I'll have other great CEOs on that call. So today on Memorial Day weekend, for those of you driving, no texting and driving, no texting and driving, please, no drinking and driving on Memorial Day weekend. Think about your family. Think about your own life. No texting and driving. So what are you planting in that old brain of yours? What are you planting in that garden? You're either planting positive or negative ideas. You're either putting stuff in there that will challenge you, will keep you focused. That's that word focus. When Larry and I had the meeting in Scottsdale, we spent 2 hours just on that one word, focus. That was part of the leadoff conversation. He said, "Coach, you're one of the most unfocused people I've ever met," and I was shocked that he said that about me, because I thought I was doing pretty good. But he said, "You could be great." He said, "You could make $1 million a year. You could absolutely be a superstar if you could keep yourself focused." So keeping myself focused required that I adopt some new tools. And those tools were, first of all, he said, "Coach, here's what I want you to do. When you get home, I want you to go buy a log, a journal." He said, "Coach, I want you to go buy, you know, like the high school kids, the 3-ring binders." So I bought the journal and I bought the binder. And he says, the 3-ring binder, he says, "I want you to write down everything you do every day. I want you to write down everything you do every day." And he said, "We'll evaluate it, and we'll talk 3 or 4 times a week." He said, "Do you mind if I mentor you?" I said, "Absolutely not." So he said, by writing things down, he says, you'll be able to manage your life better. He says, "I don't think you manage your life very well, because you can't answer me certain questions." Remember, he asked me about my goals, where I wanted to be, financially 5 years, 10 years down the road. So I had no plan. I had no written plan. Part of the laws of success is having a written plan. I had to retrain my brain. I had to create new habits. "We reap what we sow," he said to me, "Coach." He says, "Everything is learned, Coach." He says, "You can learn to use your brain. I will help you. I will mentor you." He says, "You've been making a pretty good living." He says, "I want you to earn more money than you ever thought you possibly could." But he said, "We need to write down your plans." And so I started writing in my journal. And to this day, I still write every single day. If you come to my office, you'll see my journals. If you come to my office, you'll see my 3-ring binders. I write down everything that I do. Yes, and my wife understands, because I had the conversation. And, yeah, I use my iPhone and my notes. Oh, yeah. Do I use my computer? No, because he wants me to write down. So part of the writing thing, he was such a genius. We've gotten away from writing. He wanted me to learn to write again, write letters, write thank you notes, write my book. Writing wakes up that right side of the brain. And I don't want to get into it today, but technology is stunting our growth. Technology is stunting our growth. We can't think in 144 characters. Our brain doesn't want to work that way. We're all going to get these eye brains. Not me. I'm not going to have an eye brain. I'm not going to allow it. So if you get this iBrain where everything is now tied to technology, you're going to be like everybody else. You're not. Here's what he said to me. He said, "Coach, do you know who makes money?" He said, "Coach, do you know who are the most successful people, what they're called?" I said, "No, Larry." He said, "Mavericks." He said, "I'm a maverick. Maverick, being a maverick's a good thing. Being different is a good thing. You don't want to be like everybody else, do you?" And I said, "No." But he said to me, "Coach, you're going to have to learn how to use your brain." He said, "One of the laws of success is we become what we think about. You must have a goal. You must write it down. And we must check in with it on a daily basis. I want you to start reading," he said. And he gave me a number of books. And if you come to my office, you will see a library of hundreds and hundreds of books. And I read 5 or 6 books till this month, every single month. Reading keeps me sharp. Reading says to the universe, "I'm ready for more success. Bring it on." Remember what Larry said? He said, "Until you earn it, until you do the things, until the universe knows that you're ready, success won't come. Money won't come until you do the things that you need to do, until you obey the laws of success." He said, "One of the laws is having a philosophical approach to life. Do you have one?" And I said, "Yes, I do." And the foundation of my life had always been, since I was 18 years old, was to be a great father and a great husband. And he said, "Okay." He said, "I believe you." He said, "And I know that you're a great father, and I know you're a good husband." He said, "That's where we start." He said, "That's where we start. The universe has to know that you have a foundation, that you have a philosophical approach, that you're not going to break the universal laws, and that you will understand and learn to adopt the laws of success." That's what holds most people back, he said. He said, "That's what's been holding you back, that you haven't been providing to your brain enough of the right seeds, enough fuel." I said, "Wow." I said, "You might be right." My life changed when I went back home and worked every single day for a year. He talked about my voice. He said, "You have this great voice. You need to use it better." He said, "You need to learn how to talk." He said, "You talk too fast, Coach." He said, "You talk too much, Coach." He said, "I want you to learn to ask questions." He said, "I want you to be a better listener." He said, "If you become a better listener, you'll become more patient. You'll become more aware." And here's what he said to me. "Part of the laws of success is truly giving back, truly building relationships." He says, "You have to be a giver, not a taker. You've got to be a giver, Coach, not a taker." He says, "Coach, you've got to do more. You've got to learn to persist more. You've got to learn to insist more. You've got to require more out of yourself. I know you get up earlier." He says, "Get up earlier." He says, "I know you don't work 8 or 9 or 10 hours a day." He says, "You got to start doing that." He says, "Once you start doing that," he said, "then the universe might pay attention to you." I said, "I get that part." And we started learning about goal setting and writing goals down. But in going into great detail, I don't have enough time. Maybe another show we'll get into it. He said, "No more excuses, Coach." He said, "Let's talk about your vocabulary. Never, ever again say you can't do something. Ever again." And to this day, I don't think I've ever said I can't anymore. I use the word challenge. Yes, I have challenges. I get frustrated. I do. Look, I'm human like anybody else. But I look at problems differently today. If you're not in a hospital bed and you have your wits about you, there's no reason why you can't ask for help. There are other smart people out there to help you come up with solutions. Don't be afraid to ask for help. I will be your mentor, he said, Coach. I will be your mentor. And he said, if you start to turn your life around financially, if you're truly winning, you have to make that promise to give back, to pass it on, to share the laws of success with other people. So one of the things that we talked about in that meeting was creating daily tasks. He said, look, you got to work on little things every day, little things every day. That's why I want you to write things down. That's why I want you to check it off. So some of the obvious things I just talked about, start earlier and later. Read. I promised him I'd start reading. I promised him I would start writing. I promised him I would start paying attention to my vocabulary. He wanted me to increase my vocabulary. He wanted me to learn more words. He said, go buy a dictionary. To this day, I carry a dictionary in my car, one in my office, one at home. All these things, he said, will send a message to your brain. It'll wake up the right side of your brain. And he said, if you can use both sides of your brain, now you give yourself an opportunity to win more, to make better decisions. He said, Coach, if you can make better decisions, you're going to get more winning results. And if you get more winning results, your self-confidence will be elevated. And he knew that I had self-esteem issues. He knew how I grew up. And he knew that through the laws of success, that if I was confident in what I was doing, that eventually my self-esteem would improve. And it has. It has. When you're confident, when you know that you can accomplish things, oh my God, other people see it. Other people want to be around you. Other people want to enjoy. Other people want to know what you know. Other people want to share what you have. Other people want to participate in your life. So here are the three things that he discussed with me that one of them I was actually doing. Because I'm still an athlete, I was exercising. But he asked me, he says, do you really sweat? He says, do you really work hard when you're exercising? And I said, well, sometimes I do. He says, I want you to exercise at least 5 days a week. He says, when you exercise, Coach, he says, you release chemicals in your brain, which I was aware of, the endorphins. He said, there's a chemical, dopamine. He said, that chemical will give you a sense of accomplishment. That chemical is one of the strongest chemicals known to mankind. And you release that chemical when you exercise. And he was so right. I now exercise for the emotional and mental stability of my life. I get more out of the mental game of exercising than I ever would physically. I could have a tough day and I'll go to the gym. I can't remember what my tough day was about. And when I do my coaching sessions, I talk about how important exercise is, that I don't care who you are, where you are listening to my voice, there are no excuses why you cannot exercise. None. Zero. It is one of the most important things that you can do in your life, because it changes how your brain reacts. It sends a message to your brain that you're making an investment in yourself. It releases chemicals that you can't release any other way. And as Larry said, when you're ready, success will appear. When you're ready, the money will come. Part of that exercise. Look, you've got to be in good shape. I'm coaching this young man who's 100 pounds overweight, and he's had a tough time in his business world. And I said to him a couple of weeks ago, I said, Kenny, I said, I know you, but you're so overweight, you turn people off. And he said, you know, he said, Coach, you're so right. He said, I'm so glad you said it to me. And I said, you know, Kenny, I didn't want to say it to you because it's a hurtful thing. I wasn't saying to be hurtful. He said, no, no, Coach, I know you weren't saying that to be hurtful. But he doesn't look good in his clothes. There's a perception when you're unhealthy looking, there's a perception that you give to the observer. When you exercise, you grow brain cells. Eating was the next thing on Larry's list. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I've struggled with eating all of my life. But I'm doing better. Finally, some of the things that he said after all these years have come home to roost with me. So even back in those years, he was well built. And when he said to me, you have to be mindful of your life. He says, when you're mindful of what you're eating, when you actually pay attention to what you're eating and how you're eating, he said it influences everything in your life. He said, probably one of the things that you lack is discipline. He said, the eating is a big part of managing the discipline part of your life. He said, I understand discipline better than you do. And he went into detail, which I don't have time today. But when you're mindful, you can deal with your cravings. We all have cravings. When you can manage your mind, you can manage your cravings. And that's why the exercising and the eating is so important, because it helps you do a better job of managing those cravings that we all get. Now, the third thing he said, which I wasn't doing, and from that moment forward, I started doing it, and that has been all the difference. And I talk about it in my book. You're listening to The Coach on KVTA 1520 AM, and I'm so honored that you would continue to listen. I wrote this book called The Thinking Room. I talk about what he said to me, my mentor. He said that, do you meditate? And I looked at him, I said, no, I don't meditate. I always thought meditating was a, you know, wussy kind of thing. You know, only wussy boys meditated. How wrong I was. How very wrong I was. So he said to me, do you ever call a timeout on yourself? I said, no. He said, you're going so fast, you're missing most of your life. I didn't like that he said that, because I didn't really think I was. I was in sales, and I thought I was doing a lot of the right things. That's not what he meant. What he meant was I wasn't giving myself an opportunity to really get some refreshing ideas and solve other problems in my life. What he meant was that when you call a timeout, when you call a timeout and meditate every day, so here's how I meditate. I think probably over the years I maybe have fallen asleep several times or got into that, you know, that just that 5 minutes before we get up in the morning. I try to get in that state, but I can now relax myself. I go to my office, which I call my thinking room, and I've talked about it before. I sit in my chair. I put my legs up. I have a hassock. And I can relax to a point where I can lower my pulse rate dramatically. And sometimes, and I've talked about this in my workshops, I've talked about it in my coaching sessions. In fact, I'm coaching a couple people now. We got into talking about meditation. And I said, do you ever meditate in the shower? And they said, yeah, and I do too. I will get some of my best ideas in the shower. Because, you know, for some reason, that nice warm water hitting your backside or whatever, it you get so relaxed that, and that's how it works. You get so relaxed that ideas come into your mind, ideas that can solve problems. How about a perspective on life? How about, this is where young people struggle. They don't have a perspective. Part of the aging process, one of the gifts I think I've given myself. And for those of you that are listening that have what I call the veterans of life, there is wisdom. There's true, yes, you can have wisdom. I think young people struggle with that. But in this meditation process, I've become wiser because I've taught myself to be calmer to be patient. Here's what I've learned through meditation. You know what, coach? You're not always right. You know what, coach? You're not perfect. Other people make mistakes. Other people deserve a second chance. Other people need help. Other people care about you. You got to care back. Other people are depending on you. You got to depend on them. There's so many things that happen when you're in a relaxed state. And then I write them down. Just like he said, write everything down. So I don't forget some of the great ideas. And sometimes the great ideas I can't use right now. The timing isn't good. That's part of the laws of success, is understanding timing. A lot of people who are in a hurry, rushing through their lives, they miss that timing. They miss everything about timing. The universe works in a very unusual way. When you're ready, success will appear. But if you're not ready, it's not coming. The universal laws also work in this way. Money won't come to you either. Making money isn't as hard as you think it is. So one of the things that Larry said to me that did change my life was he said, Coach, you're pretty good at the merchant processing business. You have to be very good. You have to be very, very good. You have to become an expert. He said, if you want money to show up, if you want to live an abundant life, if you're going to write down your goals and aspirations and dreams, you better get good at something. And if you like this business, you better become very good. And ladies and gentlemen, I did. I became very, very good at the merchant processing business. I don't know about any other business. I don't even know how my car works. I don't know how anything else works. I put all my energy into my business. I know my business. And I've got to the point where other people trust me. And so they pay me because I know my business. So if you're listening to my voice and you're not just sure what you want to get good at, I understand that. I totally get it. That's why maybe calling a timeout in your life. I talk about it in my book. I use something called Think Week. I take a week off. I do it every year. I'll be doing it this year. I take a week off. I go by myself. I get with myself. And it takes me 2 or 3 days to calm down. And boy, that last 3 or 4 days, everything opens up. I get to think about my family, my life. I get to be honest with myself. I'm not in a hurry. And I'm so honored that you're continuing to listen on KVTA, 1520 AM here in Southern California from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. Only a couple minutes left. I'm talking about the laws of success today. I'm talking about a meeting I had with a mentor that changed my life. And I promised him that I would pass it on. I promised him that I would share the things that he shared with me, that I would share with you. That's how life works. I'm doing a coaching session on June the 2nd, half an hour every day at noontime. At noontime, here's the number starting on June the 2nd, 218 area code. Those of you that can write, it's 218 area code 339-7777. Then there's a code, 749-1313-POUND, 749-1313-POUND. I'm going to try to give back every day. On that conference call, it'll be 30 minutes. I will get the best people in the country. You can talk to them, the best CEOs, the best experts in their field. So just to end our time together today, you can change your life in a minute. If you want to, you can change your life in a minute. If you want to, you can decide, first of all, to do some of the things that we talked about, to read, to write, to exercise, to eat right, to become very, very good at something, to be patient, to help other people. Look, when you help other people get what they want, you get everything you want. Winning in life isn't just about money. As Larry said to me, he said, the most important thing is understanding that principle about you become what you think about. You become what you think about. if you think about being successful and you take the time to draw up a plan and you work on that plan every day, little task, little task, little task. Look, when I do my coaching sessions, I get into the voice. I get into your physical demeanor. And these are some of the things I'll talk about on the conference call. Learning to present yourself perfectly. Learning to put yourself in the right position at the right time. These are the things that I'll talk about. My website, if you want to check it out, is coachthebrain.com, coachthebrain.com. You're listening to Coach, and Tommy's been my producer for 10 years on KVTA. It's 1520 a.m. from Santa Monica to Santa Maria. I'm so honored we'll be here every weekend on KVTA for a couple of hours. In a couple of weeks, my time will be from 3 to 5. Next week, I'll be on from 2 to 4. But in a couple of weeks, if you like what I did today, we'll do more of it. Not every week. Every once in a while. If you want to know more about me, go to coachrontunick.com, T-U-N-I-C-K, and you can check my book out. I am, again, so honored that you would take your time on Memorial Day weekend. Bless you. Fly the American flag. No texting and driving. I'll see you next week. Be safe.
Tomorrow all the things